flip the off switch. Stats show, like we mentioned earlier on, that one in four people suffer from a significant bout of anxiety in their life. That is a diagnosed bout. And over and above that, globally, most people are suffering from ambient anxiety. That's not necessarily overt anxiety, but it's low-level chronic anxiety hidden in the background somewhere, where you're agitated, you are highly aroused from or erratic and highly stimulating environments, and when you go to bed, you're not really ready to enter into a deep and restorative sleep. And so I wanted to touch on a number of things that you can do to hit that off switch and calm your mind before bed. Number one would be to meditate. Now, you may have some misconceptions or lack of awareness around how to meditate, but as simple as this: know the definition, have a clear intention, a formula, an anchor, sit down and just do it. So here goes, I'll explain those things. So the definition of mindfulness meditation is a really useful one to recognize, and that is paying attention to the present moment, the now, non-judgmentally, as though your life depends on it. However, it's too long-winded, and I much prefer my own version, which is laser focusing on the present moment as though you're trying to impress yourself. So that's the philosophy and the attitude we must have when engaging in any form of meditative practice. So now we know the definition, let's become more familiar with the practical steps that we have to take. So when you're meditating, just sit down in what's known as sitting with dignity. It's, you know, where you're, you know, upright and too stiff and erect, or you're not kind of too slouched over and what can be called the eye hunch. You're just, you know, if you hear the term sit with dignity, sit how you would imagine it sounds, how you would imagine sitting with dignity to feel and to look. It's just upright, you know, nice and bold, but calm and content. And that serves to sort of encourage your physiology to create and the necessary conditions for a useful meditation. Next thing you want to do is become familiar with your anchor. Now, an anchor is the very thing that's going to keep you grounded and fixed in one spot. If we are out at sea, we wish to stop and remain static on the sea, we would have to throw in an anchor, and that anchor would prevent us from drifting off. Well, you need an anchor to prevent you from drifting off in your meditative state, because you will get thoughts, and that's cool, those are normal. And an anchor can be prayer, affirmation, breath, visualization, and other such things. But for the purposes of this simple exercise, we will use our breath. Here is a simple breath formula. Breathe in for 6, hold for 2, exhale for 7. Do that 4 times, and you've just meditated for 1 minute. While applying that philosophical attitude of the definition of meditation to that formula, meaning laser focus on the inhale, the hold, and the exhale. Focus on those sensations of the chest expanding and the diaphragm expanding. So let's give this a little try. We'll do it a few times. Are you ready? Notice how it makes you feel before and after. Okay, breathe in for 6. Hold for 2, and exhale through the nose for 7. And again, breathe in for 6. Hold for 2, and exhale through the nose for 7. And one more time, breathe in for 6. Hold for 2, and exhale for 7. Open your eyes if they were closed, and just feel for a moment how different your experience is. When you engage in that technique, and that was only 3 rounds, you could do that multiple times over. When you engage in that technique, you change your brain and body in electrical and chemical level. You're in full control of your mind and body system. You can run your day versus it running you. And of course, you can switch off and calm your mind. That is a simple technique. If you want to explore meditation further, check out Meditation 101. Okay, the next little tool that can be useful to help you switch off and engage with a restful night's sleep is switching off your phone. Set an alarm in the evening, a PM alarm, not an AM alarm, to experience a digital sunset. At night, around about 9 PM, 9:30, an hour and a half before bed, put your phone on airplane mode, switch off all other appliances, close your laptop, and maybe light some candles. Have yourself a little digital sunset. Get away from all those distractions and allow your body's natural, innate system to go to work for you. Have an amazing system. It has an innate natural intelligence. Work with nature, not against it. You don't have to sit on Instagram and Facebook consistently. That shows that you have a problem. You have an addiction. You're experiencing what's known as FOMO, fear of missing out. And that shows you to have to break that cycle and that paradigm. So, a useful tip, create yourself a PM alarm and have a little digital sunset.